let them come.
Or boys.
Here was Ganges at first.
Jannu Rishi, at first another name. Another name. Anyhow, he knew that Krishna will come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to this place. At that time, no Ganges here. No Ganges here at all. Bhagirath went to him earlier and he did tapasya to Brahma and he ordered that I am giving a drop of water from the water which he took from Vaman Dev Charan. He washed and he gave. Brahma told that he will bear the तुम्हारा कृष्ण ने है तो बोलते दो तो बोलता है ही नहीं he will bear the load of Ganges when he will come to this earth and told Bhagirath that you should do tapasya to Shankar and he can take otherwise Ganges will go to Patal Lok a deity tapasya of Shankar and Shankar told that yes, I'll bear the load of Ganges. So in Himalayas he stand up, he stood up and Ganges came from Brahmalok and one Dhara means three directions of Ganges. One in Devalok, Ganga, that is called Mandakini. One in this world, Bhagirathi, and one went in Patal. And it became Bhogavati Arendi. See, Dhara Mani Kide?
Flow
of Ganges. So, Shankar saw that it is very pure water, washing water of Vamandev. So, very, very pure. So, he thought that it should be kept in my head. So he spread his jata. Jata, you know? Long hair. So that Ganges came and went in jata. And so many days he could not come out of his jata. No way. Then Bhagirath did another tapasya to Shankar and he left something and three-fourth and one-fourth he left. Ganga told Bhagirath that you should go forward and will come after you. Bhagirath was sitting in chariot and going forward. When he came to this place, Ganges washed away all these things, ashram, kush, and everything, his panchapatra and everything, and took away with her. Understanding?
Janu. And washed away Janu.
Janu. Everything he washed Ganges took away. Then he became angry. Some persons tell like this, but I think, but he was not angry. He thought that very sacred water of Krishna washing, feet washing. So I should drink it. So he said, he drank it. All water land in the stomach of Janmadi. Again, Bhagirath did tapasya here. Then he was so much pleased, and he kept 3/4 of water of Ganges in his stomach, and 1/4 he left. From here, this is Jangha, this is Janmadi, and here. What is this? His, not his left side. This is called Janmadi. So, when he left the Ganges, he became father of Jahnava. From Jannu, Ganges became, Bhagirathi became Jahnava.
Jahnava.
Janmadi. Janmadi is the what? Daughter of the son of Janmadi is Bhisham Pitama. She said that my mother is going towards this. Why she is going? Janmadi was thinking that anyhow I will go to Navadvip, and there Krishna and Radhika in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will appear nearby Navadvip, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes will be there. He will also take bath in me. So she was very much pleased. So she came. Bhisham Pitama came to this place near Janmu Rishi, and he told, Janmu Rishi told, that nearby in near future, Krishna having the bhav of Srimati Radhika will appear, and we will see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should do tapasya here. He also did tapasya. And Janmu Rishi told so many instructions of bhakti and everything. That is, he told it afterward to Yudhishthir Maharaj in Shanti Parva, in Mahabharata. So, here any place was Bhisham Pitama Tapasya Thali, and this is the Tapasya Thali of Janmu Rishi, and this is Janmu Rishi.
What was Janu's name? Because it sounded like name, Janu, and came out of here,
any name, but not so vivid. Janmu Rishi is called the Janmu Rishi. This is it. Come.
Which series is it? Is it Yes, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Mamu Chakor.
It is established by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati. Yes, yes, yes.
This is all. Any place other? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let us go then.
Yeah. Jai Pataka Maharaj always comes and helps. Yeah. বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুরের কোন কিছু দূরে মঠের পূর্বে
স্টেশন
থেকে আসছে খানিকটা
মাঝের রাস্তা করছে অবস্থাটি
He has told the story of Saranga and Murari. It has been written in print Bilara that also here Narayani Devi was a nephew of Srivas Pandit. He used to take the remaining of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her marriage was here and his son was Vrindavan Das Thakur and who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. One thing he has written that the person who respects Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't respect Nityananda Prabhu, ami lathi mari tar sirer upare.
Eto porihare di patini na kore ebo lathi
mari tar sirer upare. Means he is telling that I will give my lathi to the head of that person who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. They used to tell that Nityananda Prabhu at first he was sannyasi and now he is householder. So they used to do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is telling that as Ramchandra has burnt Lanka, I will kill all the persons like demon who will do Ninda of Nityananda.
Vrindavan Das has said this.
Like this. So, anger is not a good thing, but yet if it is applied on demons, it is not bad, like Hanuman or it was also Chaitanya Lila Vyas. As Vyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Treta Yuga, Ramchandra came here. And there was a banyan tree here. Lakshman built a hut there, hut, you know, jhopadi, and they used to live there. One day, Sri Ramchandra, seeing what Sita was laughing, smiling, Sita Devi told, there is no reason to laugh, to smile. Why you are smiling? He told that I'm remembering something. I'm seeing the future. As we have left our homes and come to forest, after some time you'll see that I will leave you and you will weep sense, he will live in Valmiki Ashram. In Valmiki Ashram. He told you why? Because meeting is one thing and separation is one thing. In separation, we have something more than meeting. No? So I want to
have experience
this separation. And one thing in future, I will leave my home. I will be as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And at that time, you will be in home. In this time, you will go out of home. And I will weep, you will also weep. But you will be out of home. And future, when I will be Gauranga, you will be in home, and I will be out of home. Both will cry. You should also cry, and I also cry. Why? Because I will be Rini to you. Rini means obliged to you. Because for no reason, I will tell you to go out of my kingdom. And for that, I will have to pay something. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I will be out of and go to Puri. And always I will cry for you. And you will also cry for me. Chaitanya Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things.
This
is
Siddha
Bakul. Here he is telling that ke purvanam ta ki karasam ta ni ta saranga
Thakur.
At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, time of birth time, he was old one. And he used to live here under this tree. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became elder, he came to this place and told Saranga that now you are old one. Any person should help you and serve you. So you should do one disciple. He told that I don't want to make any disciple. Because if he will not do bhajan, then whole aparad will come to me often. So I don't want to make any. No, you should make anyone one shishya, one disciple. Where I can have any qualified disciple? He told that by your mercy, any person to whom you will make disciple, he will be qualified. So what should I do? Tomorrow, the first person who will meet you, he should give mantra diksha. Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. He was going to bathe in Ganges, very nearby here. Old Ganges is there. When he was going, and when he went into Ganges, anything touched him. Then he saw that there is a dead body of a boy. He take out of that boy here on the bank and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. After some time, this boy did like this.
He started moving.
What?
He started moving.
Moving. Then he told, who are you? I'm a Brahmin boy. What is your father name? He told his father name. What village? He told the name of village. Why you are like that? I'm not remembering anything, but I remember that a very black serpent cut me and I died and don't know anything. So being in Ganges and by the mercy of Sarangadas, he got new life and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he gave to that boy. He was so much, became so prabhavashali and bhajan, that he used to live in Ganges for 7 days, drinking.
Saranga Thakur.
Saranga Thakur, Murari. And he used to sit on the back of
tiger.
That's
disciple.
Yeah.
Disciple. And he used to play with serpent. There was a very big and serpent used to live in this
hole.
From upper side, other side it will be seen. He used to live very mota, very long, very black. He used to play with that serpent. After some time, he went away anywhere. And he used to live in this jungle alone. After that, he had any dream, and Thakur came to him. And he used to serve, and he's still servicing going on. Now you should go. Now it is 12, perhaps.
It is 4:12.
Huh?
Half minute back.
We should now go. Time.
What about Bhakti Vedanta?
He told some story. It is written in Chaitanya Bhagavata.
Mahaprabhu Gaya Bhakti. Sanjay Mukunda Bhakti.
Sanjay
Bhakti Bhos. Jabarji Singha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri and again they came to the Aldur Parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The tree under which Ramchandra Sitadevi and Lakhan used to sit, and that is a story that I told, was there. So the tree was Modadrum.
Modadrum.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here, he remembered the past time, that Leela of Ramchandra, and became so much pleased. So this is called Modadrum Sea. And from Modrum, it became Maa Magathi. Mod means Ananda, Maam, Mod means Maam, and Drum means
Tree,
Gathi. So Modrum became Maa Magathi.
But this same tree, Ram and Sita, were sitting under?
No. Another but tree. Now, not now, please.
Right.
Other places you go?
Whatever you think is best.
Or we will see. He has not done, perhaps. You have gone to meeting of us?
No.
Then, so you have to do it.
Yes. So, tomorrow, after we go, do you want to stay at the Iskan Mat? Tomorrow night. Now, you know the Jagannath Mandir?
I know.
When are we going there? Tomorrow or the day after?
The day after tomorrow.
There. Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow, go to room. Go to room, please. Singhapalli, Subarna Bihar, hurry up.
So, Naveen will cook for you after we get there. After we arrive in ISKCON. Then Naveen will cook.
You got out of it.
One or two boys.
Who will cook? You will cook? Both Karta and he?
He knows only how to eat.
They don't know.
Nothing else.
He only knows eating, Naveen.
Not eating, only eat. They don't know how to eat. I go Mayapur as fast as I take our water.
We will take rice prasadam from Thakur. When Bhog is?
Bhog will be ready to be honored by 12:30.
Dab khaven, dab.
One.
Dab khaven, dab. एक मिनट जाना तो भाई हैं डाबने वो
आई ऑल्सो वांटेड टू टेक ए क्लास हियर इन मॉर्निंग बट आई कुड नॉट डू ई करबो.
Why there are so many mosquitoes here?
Not there?
Not so much. Yeah, there may be, but not so much. Not like this.
The rooms are very little, very
congested. Yeah,
so they hide in daytime, and in morning and evening day.
We have composed a few questions to hear some Hari Katha.
He will do?
He will begin.
Rupa Goswami has said that we should be patient.
We should be?
Patient. Now, how does being patient relate to being eager or, say, greedy? Do you understand the question?
On the one hand,
patient.
On the one hand, patient means to...
Shant.
Yeah.
To be
Dariyat.
Calm.
Dharyat.
Usahat, Nishyat, Dharyat. Now I understand. If we be, if we have Dharya, be patient, then?
Then, and at the same time if we feel greedy, then how do the two reconcile?
On the one hand, Rupa Goswami is saying that we should be patient. And at the same time, we are told, be very greedy. It appears that to be greedy is the opposite of being patient.
Mm. here, dhairya, that means patient, means don't stop bhakti. You should have patience and think that it will come gradually. Anyone, those who know this fact, they see that I am doing so and so, so much effort and practicing, doing devotional services, but yet no fruit is seen. So all these things are of mind, kalpana,
imagination.
So we should leave this and do karma. So a man should have patience, because a gopi, it is seen that if a devotee wanted to have gopi bhava, a lady wanted to have a gopi bhava, she was sitting on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna and Arjuna were going anywhere. Krishna told that, I am thirsty, go and see where there is water, I will drink water. Arjuna went in the search of water. Nearby he sees Yamuna and said that very old lady, very beautiful, very calm and quiet, was sitting there. Arjun went nearby and sat down till her meditation was completed. When Arjun saw that he is in outsense, he did pranam. Oh, you, for you, you can do.
No. Now
we
can
really.
They are also very
pretty.
They have the wrong.
Then Arjun asked that who are you? And why you are sitting here? She told that I am sitting for a very, very long period. So many Brahma has been transferred, and I am doing some aradhana to have gopi bhava. Arjuna was astonished, and he went to Krishna. Krishna came and fulfilled her idea. Next, but in any sphere where I will do my pastime, you will have birth in gopi school, and there your all things will be fulfilled. So in so much Brahma Janma, it takes for a gopi bhava. So it is not a thing to have in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years. So you have to be patient, because this fruit is so precious. But we should not leave our patience. Have utsah, that I will surely and certainly I will have in this life also. So we should have utsa. Those who have no idea that this prem, this love is so precious, they may fall from that dhairya. But those who know, actually, they have idea that how precious this gopi prem is. They will be engaged and not lose their barriers.
And while they are waiting, Krishna is already giving them some taste.
Yes. Certain.
To keep them too.
We should know that by Krishna mercy and our spiritual master mercy, he is giving chances like we are meeting together here in Vrindavan, in Bombay, so many places. He is giving chances. He has given chances that even being of America, New York, so so beautiful, so birth in high family, well educated and cultured, there was no chance to come here. But by the mercy of God, Swamiji went there, and you were attracted, and you had chance to come in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. So we should have patience also, and also utsah, that he is giving chance. By our effort, it was not to be occurred. If a thief goes to a rich person's house, he knows that there is some gold, and he is caught, and at last he is put in jail. Again he released, again he tries for that gold. He knows that if I will be caught, I will be put in jail, but yet he does so. So why did he not do for Gopi Prem? It is so much precious than that kind of gold.
Now Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna Leela's Radharani. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. So, what is the relationship between Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And in the worship of Gaur Gadadhar, what is the mood of worship of Gaur Gadadhar?
Only as a dasyaras. Here, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, there is no chance to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit as Radha and Krishna in Madhur Ras. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has openly written in Naudib Dham Parikrama that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can only serve as a dasya. And if dasya is right, then we will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna both. Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas, you know?
Yes.
He went to Madhvi Devi. Srimati's younger sister. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rebuked him and left for that birth. I will not see your mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once going through Jagannath Vatika, and one lady was singing Sita Kamala Kusha Mandala Dhita Kundalai Kalita Lilita Banumal Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after her and wanted to do like this, to embrace. Govinda awakened him and told, oh, this is lady, she is lady, she is lady. And he came in senses. He told that, you have rescued me. Rescued me.
Yes, yes, save me.
Save me. Otherwise, I have given myself in devotion. So in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nagari Vas cannot be added. You know Gaur Nagari Vas? Gaur Nagari Vas, Nagari means Radha is Nagari, Krishna is Nagar. In this lila, this is not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Krishna Prem, not Gaur Prem. Always the priest, always he has given Krishna Prem. Gadadhar Pandit and Gaur Gadadhar will be served. And other hand, Vishnu Priya Lakshmi Devi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are served. Lakshmi Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. But we see that the service of Gadadhar Pandit is more valuable than Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya. It is correct?
Yes, correct.
Because Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Vaikunthi Bhav. Understand?
Yes.
But Gadadhar always reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Radha and Krishna. Always. By his Srimad Bhagavat Vakya, by his any activity, then he raised Varaha Pidam Ratavar Bapu Karnayo Karnitara Krishna. He himself sends and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in disguise as a Brahmin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in inner, he is feeling that I am Radhika.
And
Gadadhar fills that bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and helps. But Vishnu Priya does not help in this matter. Suppose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like this, always in Madhavat Vyakha and all other things. He lives with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if Radhika is with him, but in disguise.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. And Gadadhar Pandit is also in that mood. Gadadhar Pandit is the expansion of Radharani.
No.
No.
It has written that Radharani is himself Gadadhar Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not himself Radharani. No? He is Krishna. But he has taken the bhav and kanti of Srimati Radhika only. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself, herself Radhika.
But Gaur Gadadhar worship is not worship of Radha Krishna.
No. Not as a Radha Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worship that Radha.
No. By Gaur Mantra, by Gaur Gadadhar worship, we will have Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem.
Yeah. Why Why would someone worship Gorga Dadhar rather than Gornikai? It's just like we are worshiping Gornikai. That is like Krishna Balaram. But the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is different mood.
Gaur Gadadhar? No. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Service will lead us to Sakhara. And Gaur Gadadhar will take us in Madhur Rasa.
But it mentions that unless one has a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot have Radha Krishna's service.
Because he is in Anang Manjari.
That was our next question.
Because. But outwardly, he is Sakharas.
And inwardly?
Inwardly, Madhur Rasa. But not in the shape of Baldev and Nityananda Prabhu.
Now,
Krishna Kaviraj, he says that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda,
but as a Ananga Manjari.
Now, Ananga Manjari is a Manjari of Baladev, for Baladev satisfaction. She is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this book, Navadvip Bhavataranga, says that Ananga Manjari is my life and soul. And by her grace,
average.
So,
when we want this thing, King Nityananda too will see in Nityananda Ananga Manjari. And we are not seeing Ananga Manjari in Nityananda Prabhu, then Sakras will come. If he prays Nityananda Prabhu, that kindly give us that position, so then by his mercy, we will have Gopika.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as Kama Manjari, that Ananga Manjari will lead me to the feet of Rupa Manjari and Lalita.
Nityananda then become Ananga Manjari, and he will lead us to the feet of Srimati Radhika.
Is Ananga Manjari playing in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
Certainly. So much. So much.
And at the same time, in the pastimes of Balaram.
Balaram is doing? In his Balaram state, he will, Balde, Yashoda, that is, Vatsalaras, Sakharas, and Dasharas, there are adjectives only. They support Madhur Rasa.
The other rasas are adjectives to Madhur Rasa.
They support. Because without supporting, Madhur Rasa cannot be. Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together, Lalita and all others. No? And doing anything, talking, and gambling or anything, very freely. This how that at once this how Baldev Prabhu is going by the way. And he might have seen. At once a rush comes, Yashoda Devi, Radhika Devi, put like this, and goes in room, and she's, what to do? And Krishna also becomes same, sinful. And Lalita also. Then Ras goes to a higher degree. As if Jatila comes and makes higher that love. in the same way. If Yashoda calls Srimati Radhika in her home to cook foods for Krishna, she was not ready to come anyhow by the yoga maya and by the help of Lalita Vishakha and Kundalata, she comes. When he comes, are you okay? Sorry, do. When she comes in the house, Yashoda Devi, she puts her head on the Yashoda feet and she took in embraces Srimati Radhika. Krishna is saying from hidden from anywhere. Now she orders Srimati Radhika, be ready, everything is ready, you should cook. She put up her so many clothes and take wear very lean and thin dresses for useful for cook. Krishna is waiting from garden and she does cook, she is cooking and she, Krishna is seeing, also Srimati Radhika is seeing, if there was no Yashodama and Nandbaba, this meeting could not be. So it helps.
Who is that old Mataji?
Maharaj's girl sister.
She is of 90 or 94 years. She has given everything, about 20 bigas of land, everything to our Gurudev, that in the, she will live in his, her own home, but she will come anytime. Now she is too old, so she is here and waiting for to go there. She has done so lot of seva in her young days. So we are very indebted to her.
So, what is the relationship of a Nanga Manjari? As a Manjari, she does what all the Manjaris do.
She is something more than Manjari. Not Manjari. Name is Anang Manjari. But he is free Naika. Free Naika, you know?
Yes. Does she directly, sometimes she is directly with Krishna?
Krishna. And sometimes does like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so much regard for Anang Manjari. She has some power.
Lord Balaram, he has his own gopis, but Ananga Manjari is not one of his.
Ananga Manjari of Krishna.
Ah,
certainly.
met when I was here with Giri Raj Maharaj. We discussed the connection between the Bhagavad Sampradaya connection between Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur. But yet we see that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he had a Diksha Guru who was very much attached to, I think, and even was a Manjari, I think. I think in the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, I think he mentioned that Manjari who was the Diksha Guru. But yet his relationship
with Narottama.
With Narottama, thought. So what is his relationship with his Guru Maharaj, who was also a Manjari?
I have not read that Shiva's Manjari. I will have to see.
Even so, that the primary relationship is with Narottama Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
She may have a relation with his kul guru or any guru. Perhaps kul guru.
No, didn't he?
Perhaps I know that kul guru or anyone living in his house, in his home. It may be.
Like
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Like Nandanacharya. Raghunatha,
Yadunandan. Yadunandan was qualified.
Very qualified.
And he was an association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Haridas Thakur, of Advaitacharya.
So the
Sivasuddha Vaishnava.
Diksha Guru of Vishwanath Chakravarti was not like that.
He had not researched. Maybe, but he has not disclosed anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. He has, as far as I know, he has always remained Rupa Goswami, Narottama Thakur. In Sargosham Mastak, it is of Srinivas Acharya. In Stavkalpa Dhruma, Vishwanath Thakur always writes Narottama Thakur and Rupa Goswami.
That's Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma.
Tulasi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, and all of this. We should also can give other means, yeah, other means we can give
important.
I'm not. I know the word, but I. Preference and doing pranam.
Respect.
Anyone who helps in our bhajan. If a man is kanishta, yet he has helped us, as a what pradarshak guru, we respect them. So this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Raghunath Das Goswami, they have respected their kul guru or anyone. It is not fault. We should respect. So they have respected, but not like a paramarthic guru. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done pranam in Chaitanya Charitamrita to his Gurudev. But he always remembering Rup, Raghunath, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and all others.
Now,
someone may say, some devotees in ISKCON might say, if they're coming, joining now, after the departure of our Guru Maharaj, they may say that I have got some respect for my Diksha Guru, but my real feeling is for...
No, there it will not be done.
What is the reason? What is the difference?
Because we know that they were Siddha. They were not ordinary Vaishnavas.
Who?
Your Gurudev, my Gurudev.
But they may say that I have, my real faith is on...
any person.
No, say our Guru Maharaj. They may say...
Siddhar Maharaj.
They may say that their real faith is on A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and my Diksha Guru, who is his disciple. I have some...
He said, no, say like they were Siddha. We are not Siddha.
The disciple was also Siddha.
Disciples were also Siddha and they were also Siddha. And they were...
Because they may use the example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that his real feeling was for Narottam Das, not for someone.
No, I told you that I have not seen who was his guru, actually. And he has not told.
So they may say in the same way, do we really have our feelings for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and nuts? Because he is actually perfect.
No, it is not. Because everything has been done by his Gurudev. He may feel that he is not Siddhar Siddha, but he will have to have the idea that he is Bhagavat Swarup. A God brother can say like this, but Shishya should not.
Is this the Bhagavat Sampradaya thing? It seems to be almost Raganuga Sampradaya.
Certainly. Raganuga and especially of Madhura. Raganuga may be Dasya Sakha Vatsalyam Madhur 4. No? 4 may be Raganuga. But not Madhur Ras. Unnat Ujjwala Ras.
So it is actually for very advanced to do this and appreciate someone.
It may be not advanced, the souls who have seed in her heart, in their heart, of Madhur Bhav, they will be come to here, come to this place.
I received one letter from one devotee who was in Vrindavan recently, and he is very expert in Sanskrit, and he is going to translate Sandarbhas.
Sandarbhas.
Yeah, and he asked me to ask you one question, that he is working on Tattva Sandarbha, and he wants to know if he should make use of Radha Mohan Goswami's commentary and of Haridas Shastri's Hindi notes. So he said, would it be possible to ask Narayan Maharaj for his opinion on this? Some scholars make Radha Mohan Goswami out to be Baladev Vidyabhusan's like enemy. But I am not so sure. Even if he was explicitly or directly opposed to Baladev and to his claim of our connection with the Madhva Sampradaya, does that mean I should completely ignore his commentary?
We reject this idea. Or Guru Maharaj was deadly against this principle that Baladev was impressed by Madhva.
Right.
He was in Madhva at first, but he left that sampradaya and came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. At first, Puri, Radha Mohan, Radha Damodar. And there he read Sat Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, and all the Sandarbha. And then at last he left and he came to Vrindavan. And by the association of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he took everything what our Goswami had. He has written Bhashya Pithak, that is Siddhanta Darpanam, Siddhanta Ratna. And after that, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, but all according to Jiva Goswami. He had added something, but for the pushti of
nourishment.
So there is no different thing in Baldevas. So Rasik Mohan also be taken. He has written, I have read his everything, and I think that it is so much helpful. There is no difference between Baldev Vidyabhushan idea and Rasik Mohan.
And who?
And Radha Mohan.
Radha Mohan. He was also a learned person.
And Haridas Shastri?
Can he use his notes?
He has done only on this thing, basis of Radha Mohan. His notes are not so appreciable. He knows something, but he cannot do in a link so beautiful manner. I'm not satisfied with Haridas Shastri. But Radha Mohan is a learned person.
Is he still living?
Who?
One else has gone.
Acha, ek to pare hi. Ek. One hour has perhaps been taken.
So long.
45 minutes.
Acha. We have 50 minutes more. But
we are not well.
So he can do this by Radha Mohan.
Gopi Parana Dhanadas.
I have read Radha Mohan. He has done so good commentary. Satyananda is one of the learned persons, but he has done Tattva Sandarbha, but we don't appreciate. Our Guru Maharaj was something against, because he has differentiated between Baldev Vidyabhushan, and he has tried to prove that he was of Madhva Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that when he differentiate between Gaudiya Vaishnava and Baldev, he is Kali Chela. Kali Chela, you know?
Now, at the Chaitanya Math, there's Vishodhya. At Chaitanya Math of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, there's one Govardhan Hill,
Radhakund, Shyamkund.
So, how do we understand those places?
Yes. We see that there is Radhakund there. Govardhan Hill is here in this Kuliagram. Bahulaban is there. some are bandhas there. So, and in the other hand, we see that Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Govardhan is there. We also see that Rupa and Sanatana has discovered Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Tamal Vriksha, Kadamba Vriksha at Ramkeli Gram. How it is possible? Uttam Adhikari can create something for their bhajan nishtha. They are sitting in under Tamal Vriksha and Kadamba Vriksha and sitting on the bank of Radha and Kund. They are remembering the Ashtakaliya Leela there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also has showed that at Swarup Ganj, there is Swananda Sukhad Kunja. Swananda Sukhad Kunja is in the midst of Radha Kunda. No? So he has invented Swananda Sukhad Kunja, and in the Kunj, he is serving Radha and Krishna. In our heart, we see, remember all these past times. We'll have to create Radha Kund there.
In our heart.
So, also. So, it is for Uttamadhikari, they can create something for their bhajan. In Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chatak Parvat, but he don't saw their Chatak Parvat. He saw Govardhan and ocean as Radha Kundan Shyam Kundan Jamuna. That Jagannath Vatika as a Vrindavan. So a person doing bhajan, Brajbhav, he can see. And we should also follow, try to follow. We may not follow, but we should try. I was also in a mood when I was here and constructing all these things. I had made up in my mind that two sarovars I will build there.
Radha Kund
and Shyam Kund. And from Vrindavan, I will bring a kadamba plant and other tamal plant, and I will do it. And there will erect a kunj there. And daily in morning, I will go there and see and pray as if I have come to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. You have also something. You have also. You are same to me.
Trying to be. This is about the only similarity so far.
How you have got cold? You are a young person.
Huh?
A young person.
He can catch cold very easily. At lunch, he drank a cold drink. From the standing, I think. I mean, from the standing.
So, Bhai, mind. And by tarka, worldly tarka, mundane tarka, we cannot reconcile all these things. But by bhajan nishtha, our Goswamis has reconciled all these facts. It is helpful for aradhana of Radha and Krishna. we can do anywhere. If we see cuckoo or peacock, only a feather of peacock that Murari Gupta fell down from there, as if he has come in Vrindavan and seeing all these things.
He had a question about Nilachal.
Now, the highest ecstasy of Radharani in separation was experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So in Swetadweep, in Apricot Vila, is there any comparison of Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation in Nilachal there?
In Swetadweep, all these lilas are there. Nilachal Dham also may be there. But we know that all Goswamis have told that Nilachal is as Jagannath in Dwarkapuri. So, as a Dwarkapuri, it may be, or in Swetadweep, it be as Nilachal. It may be. We have no real experience. When I will go there, I will have experience and explain. It may be there. Just to do bhajan, and by the mercy of bhajan, we'll know by and by. Yes. We'll meet again.
So 9th, 10th, and 11th, you have to take rest.
And today is 9th.
Yeah, today is Wednesday.
What is your program?
Our program is to leave for Calcutta on the 12th afternoon. Late afternoon.
But you are going.
I was also made up in my mind that up till 10th I will be here. After that I will go to Calcutta and arrange my going to Mathura.
So you are leaving tomorrow?
Now cold has caught. I will have to wait until this goes away.
So you may also leave on 12th?
No.
Nothing fixed?
Nothing fixed. It depends on my health. And your program?
I'm also leaving late 12th.
Any other program is there? Are you? All programs have been finished only for my these things. And you?
Same.
So you will not leave tomorrow?
Huh?
You will not go to Calcutta tomorrow?
No, no, not tomorrow. I'm waiting.
Just to rest for 3 days.
And you see that I'm right, then I will take it. At first I had decided that I will go Mathura, I'll reach, I will start on 30. But now I see that will not be done.
So, when should we come again? What is your...
If you want to come, one day for full rest, tomorrow.
Day after.
Day after tomorrow you can come and see me in what condition am I.
What time should we come?
When you want to come.
As you
after
feel.
Three.
Is morning better or afternoon? What is better for you?
Evening, 4 to 5.
Like today?
Yes.
4:30.
No, you can come at
4.
We came today around 4. Between 4 and 4:30. Like that.
You are feeling better today? Then no.
Doctor has given me medicine, but that medicine is so
strong
that
I think this weather is very difficult.
Yes.
So
in our mud, so many people have got
cold. In our
mud
also.
So many people.
Yeah,
come.
So many
people, because nighttime is cold.
Yes.
And daytime is somewhat warm, but not really warm.
Mm.
Change of season. In the West, you don't find like this. India, the change of season.
In US, there is not so many seasons. In India, it's 6 seasons.
Yeah, it's true. And also, in India, there is no protection from the weather. It means whether you are inside or outside, it is all the same. But in the West, you can't completely control inside the room, the climate. So it's the same all year. Tapa Bhumi. So we will let you take rest.
Our program was itself to go everywhere.
Yes. What to do? Next year?
Next year. And if you can wait, you cannot wait. So many problems for you.
Yeah, I won't.
You should go. And also, I don't want to wait more here.
You also should not wait more.
I'm not going to wait.
We are all eager to... Not eager, but we must go to our duties.
You can wait till 12?
12.
If I'm better tomorrow?
Then?
Then. Day after tomorrow.
We can go somewhere?
You can come here.
We will come.
Then for one day, we can go anywhere.
And 12.
After that. 12 hours. 11?
11 or 12.
Today is 9th?
Today is 9th.
9th, 10.
10, 11th, we are... Means that we would go on the 12th.
Mm. You want to start from...
But we can still go...
No, we can go if you want 12.
12th morning we could go, if you are feeling so long.
Then.
But one thing I feel, honestly speaking, that if Maharaj goes with us, that would be a little exhausting. he has to make a trip to Calcutta, and then he has to make a trip to Missouri.
One thing can be done. If I go, I will show you only the places. And another time, being in here or Vrindavan or anywhere, we can describe all these things. And if you have seen all these places, then anywhere we can discuss all these things.
We had another idea though.
What?
Just to go to one place and just sit and go deep and deep and deep and deep in one place.
This is better. This is better.
Just like even tomorrow, of course we have gone everywhere here, but that is a better idea. If there is some special place.
All our special places. When we go to Madhadeep and Narsingapalli, we return from Narsingapalli, we come across Madhadeep. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells that it is dawn. Krishna has played on float. All cows has been gathered. And he is now going, prepared to go to his ghost, that is Nanda Bhavan. Sun is going down. Everything has taken bath, every prakriti in sansara is like gulal, you know?
Gulal.
Gulal. Red colors.
For holy.
For holy. Every prakriti has taken its bath in sun rays, in rays.